In this episode, I'm going to teach you something creepy. How to spy on your prospects so you can sell to them faster.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hello. All right. All right. Look, one of my favorite topics is creepy one, but I like to spy on my prospects. And I do it because it allows me, and this is how I clear it with my conscience, better serve them, right? I love customer service. I like to know who's going through the buying experience and how I can provide an elevated customer service experience for them. I also like knowing how to prioritize my sales team's follow-up actions. There are a lot of people out there in this world that are looking for a whole lot of information. Not everybody's a buyer, but buyers leave behind signals of attention span, of interest, of frequency, of time spent. All of those are super valuable for you to track, import into your CRM, and then give your sales team real-time notification. So this fits into video marketing beautifully because you can't track very well how long somebody spends on a web page or how much of the page they read, right? But with a video, you can track how long they were on that video, how many times they went back and forth, they watched it again, how many videos they watched, what their attention span was like. The attention span of a buyer is very different than somebody who just clicks on the video, realizes that video was a mistake for them. Let me give you an example, okay? Brace yourself, big revelation. I do not watch knitting videos, right? Big surprise. But my mom, she crushes knitting videos. Why? Because she's a buyer, right? So if you're selling knitting needles and yarn and all that stuff that my mom hoards, then you should be tracking anybody that's going through and learning the different techniques and segment those people from people who don't watch the videos all the way through, right? A very smart, business savvy person would then only follow up with the leads that are crushing the yarn video or the different tactics to make blankets or baby booties like my mom does. And those are the people that you would prioritize because they're the ones that butter your bread, all right? In a moment, I'm going to break that down deeper. I'm going to talk to you about spying on your leads and what happens when spies go up against other spies, right? You're going to hear some really cool stories. And by the end of this episode, you're going to know how to use all this data to set your team up for immediate success. Can we talk about your internet privacy for a moment? You know, Google, candidly, must think I'm a freak. I searched rectal gonorrhea. I sure did. And your browser history, should that belong to you? You know, if you went to the library and checked out a book, that service is public, right? But if you pay a private company for internet access and you're using your device, that browser information should probably belong to you, right? What kind of freakish searches have you made? You know, when I was creating the first video medical encyclopedia on the internet, if it dripped, if it itched, if it pussed, if it excreted, I searched it on Google. Oh, by the way, rectal gonorrhea is a bacteria rectal infection, FYI. I also Googled its cause, its side effects, treatments, and naturopathic solutions, right? If you want to live in a world that incentivizes learning, you have to be willing to defend our ability to learn in the privacy of our own device, right? And I will always support that right for you. Speaking of privacy, do you remember Spy versus Spy was a comic strip that Mad Magazine published and had two agents? They were involved in comical espionage activities, one dressed in white, the other dressed in black, but otherwise totally identical, right? And by now you have to know that anybody that comes to my Wirebuzz site or my client site, I track everybody, how long they watch our videos, how many pages they go to, right? How often they come back, what their attention span is. Well, My team gets real-time notifications whenever a prospect visits our site. And this covert business tactic has helped me and my clients decrease our sales time, generate revenue mas rapido, right? Well, this spy right here has been tracking another spy. That's right. Since 2015, Wirebuzz has been getting regular visits from America's leading spy agency. Now, without blowing their cover, 43 people have visited 44 pages on our website, and last week we got visits on two different days. All right, so look, I'm going to get to your business takeaway in a moment, but after seeing the traffic on the website, we went and looked into the analytics, and what we discovered is it's probably the same crafty spy, just one spy, not 44. And every time they visit, their IP address changes. It's just our hunch. Please, God, let it be just one spy and not 44, right? Your business takeaway is, first, if something horrible happens to me, start your investigation inside my CRM. Just type in that spy agency's acronym, three letters, and you'll find all of my research at your fingertips, right? It'll be ready for you to come in and save the day. Your business takeaway. Knowing who's interested in your business helps you close deals faster, and it's super easy to set up the tracking, to integrate your video player, to establish real-time notifications to your sales team when someone is showing the attention span of a buyer, right? That's how this spy decreased Wirebuzz's sales time from 9 weeks to 3 weeks, and you should be doing the same exact thing. And while we're on the topic of conspiracy theories, longtime followers by now, it should be obvious to you that I've tipped you off about Facebook, about Google, about Twitter's problems years ago. And now that censorship and shadow banning and algorithmic manipulations of news is coming out and the topic is becoming mainstream, it's becoming trendy, at this point, I don't plan on covering the details anymore. Developing details really ain't for me when it's past the early stages. You know why? Because I'm from the future. Telling you what's going to happen is where I belong. Anyone can read the news, right? Everybody can do that. My strength is helping you prepare a way to get ahead of the curve. That's why I've been teaching you about customer journeys and those pages you need on your website and how to shorten your sales cycle. If you can get your business to thrive on its own, you won't be dependent on the changing forces of big tech or any outside influence. Plus, as a former investigative reporter, knowing what's going to happen next, that comes naturally to me. But when everyone else starts talking about it, that's when I know it's time for me to move on and to start telling you what's coming next. So stay tuned. I know exactly where we're going, and I'm going to bring you along that road. I just feel that way. It's like I'm bored once everybody else is talking about it. I want to keep my eye on that developing trend so you can position your business to be the first one in your industry to be able to start making money off of that open opportunity. All right? You can do it. It's very easy. Just follow the trends. And before you know it, huge revenue opportunities are before you. All right, here's what I've discovered from advising businesses all over the world. Most businesses think they need more leads. And if I poke around a little bit in a meeting, I ask them generally, you know, like how many deals are they closing? What percentage of the proposals? And usually I hear something like, oh, we're closing like 25% of our deals that we pitch. And so naturally they think they need to pump more leads like water through their system, right? And it only makes sense if you aren't thinking about all of the leaks that are in your sales bucket. But what if they could improve the water tightness of their sales funnel, right? What if they could close 50% of their deals? That would double their business, right? And optimizing your sales funnel starts by making the process more streamlined, more compelling, more persuasive. And that's why I love video as a business tool. Now, because of how we use video through our sales process, Wirebuzz is closing like 85% of the deals that we pitch. I'm not bragging. I'm just sharing you contextually that we started with a 9-week sales cycle. We started teaching people with video, you know, drinking our own Kool-Aid. And before we knew it, people were buying at faster rates, which reminds me recently, you know, my wife and I were stand-up paddle boarding and a dude paddled out to us on the lake and then invited us to his yard, which was a little sketchy to me, but this part I liked. He said, come to my yard. There's a group of people that are riding our slip and slide into the lake. And I swear to you, instantly, I thought to myself, if I had a GoPro on me, I would have shot a video of me flying down that dude's slip and slide into the lake just so I could visually show you how to use video in your sales process, because people process the information in a video significantly faster than text. So when you add video into that sales process on a customer journey page that doesn't have any leaks, you transform your sales funnel into a friggin' slip and slide. And that is a whole lot of fun. Think with Google is reporting some new data that found that 80% of smartphone users are more likely to purchase from companies whose mobile sites or apps help them easily find answers to their questions. So what can you do to make the digital shopping experience easier, right? Letting visitors pick up their shopping experience from where they left off the last time they were there. So why is that important? Because 43% of U.S. shoppers expect to be able to pick up where they left off when they return to a retail site, and 61% expect their shopping and billing information to be remembered and filled out automatically when they return to a retail site that they've shopped on before. You do realize there's a direct correlation between making it easy for your customers to buy and your customers making your life easier also, right? Now, just think about that. Why do you select Amazon over their zillion competitors? Because Amazon already has your card on file, right? One click and it's shipped. You've already added your home address, your office address. They've got your parents' address there. So buying is super easy. They've made it so easy, you consistently select Amazon over competitors. So the most impactful way for you to enhance the user experience for your customers, here's the trick. Regularly, go through your customer's path to purchase with fresh eyes, different browsers, then different devices, and regularly clear out your cache, right? While thinking about how you could decrease buying difficulty. Plus, I want you to carve out time to watch your friends go through it, your family, your spouse. Click on the website. That's how you make that shopping experience easier so your customers can make your life easier. All right, so that was a big loaded episode for all of the cyber sleuths out there that want to use spy technology to close deals at faster rates, and few people have more fun doing it than us at Wirebuzz. Look, if you want to learn how to guarantee that your videos generate a return on investment, and candidly, as a business owner, that is what it's all about, right? Whenever I'm advising clients, all I'm doing is advising them how to get revenue off of their videos. Nobody really is interested in video for the sake of video. They need a return on investment. So if you want to guarantee that your video investment generates ROI, well, I've created a 5-part web-based mini course, and it is free to the listeners of this podcast. All you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/ROI to get access to my mini course. And if this podcast episode was valuable to you, just go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, hit the subscribe button, and each and every new episode will get dropped right into your mobile device so you can take me on the go. All right? Thank you so much for a great episode. Check this out. I'm going to continue to do my job. Look at all the latest information in the world of digital marketing, in sales, in events, and how businesses use technology to speed up the sales process so you can be a video marketing master. Peace.